Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 2, 1806. Anchovies, sturgeon, and Wapato. Today's journal entry is mostly about the sage grouse, long and detailed. Although the captains are busy writing about the animals and plants, their minds are quite likely to be on the soon-to-begin journey home. March 18 is the scheduled departure date. Captain Clark writes,
"The diet of the sick is so inferior that they recover their strength but slowly. None of them are now sick, but all in a state of convalescence, with keen appetites and nothing to eat except lean elk meat. The natives of this neighborhood eat the root of the cattail, or Cooper's flag. It is pleasantly tasted and appears to be very nutritious. This evening late, Drewyer, Cruzat, and Weiser returned with a most acceptable supply of fat sturgeon, fresh anchovies, and a bag containing about a bushel of Wapato. We feasted on the anchovies and Wapato. The heathcock, or cock of the plains, is found in the plains of Columbia, and are in great abundance from the entrance of Lewis's River to the mountains which pass the Columbia, between the great falls and rapids of that river. This fowl is about three-quarters the size of a turkey. The beak is large, short, curved, and convex, the upper exceeding the lower chap. The tail is composed of 19 feathers, of which that in the center is the longest, and the remaining 9 on each side diminish the pairs as they recede from the center. The habits of this bird is much the same as the prairie hen or grouse. The food of this fowl is almost entirely that of the leaves and buds of the pulpy-leaf thorn, nor do I ever recollect seeing this bird but in the neighborhood of that shrub. The flesh of this fowl is dark and only tolerable in point of flavor. I do not think it as good as with the pheasant, or prairie hen or grouse." Captain William Clark, March 2, 1806.
A pen-and-ink rendition of the sage-grouse is drawn in both captains' journals. Lewis's a head sketch, and Clark's a full-length sketch. Tomorrow, three more pheasants.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.